Peace River MLA Dan Williams joins us on the line. Sir, Mr. MLA, thank you very much for joining us. You have a new title in your portfolio as the new Deputy Whip of the province. Comments, please, on the fact that you are now named that.
Yeah, thanks, Keith. Always good to join you guys in River Country. So the Deputy Whip is a parliamentary position. Every single legislature has whips. So there's government whips, opposition whips. Going all the way back to the United Kingdom, hundreds of years old as a system. And the idea is that the whip's office is responsible for sort of the machinery and the legislative works within one of the parties in the legislature to make sure that butts are in seats, that votes happen, that they're passed, that committee work continues on, assigning people different roles in different outreach, and works very closely with leadership, in my case, the Premier's office, to move forward the legislative initiatives and the interests of Albertans. So my focus is going to be focusing on creating a stable, competent government. I think Albertans have seen lots of up and downs over the last few years. What they really want to see now is us focusing on their interests, their needs, making sure that the day-to-day life of being able to afford the grocery bill and gas and insurance as it all goes up, that we as government are helping them with that. Making sure that we're doing a good job minding the files that matter to their livelihoods, like forestry and agriculture and trade and energy. And so I think that's going to be a lot of my job, is making sure the machinery works well, that we're competent government, that we're putting Albertans first in everything we're doing in that legislature.
Mr. Williams, you mentioned the stability in your press release of your position. Well, not necessarily of your position, but what you bring to the table. How easy or how difficult is that going to be, especially after the times that we've had in the last little while?
Well, I think that's a fair question, an interesting one. But I'm absolutely confident that the United Conservative Party is going to have a United Conservative Caucus. We're going to be united together. I mean, interestingly, my position for the first time isn't just appointed by the Premier, but is elected amongst colleagues. So I was elected amongst all my colleagues to be their voice and advocate for the interests of Albertans and the interests of caucus within leadership. And so I think that we're going to see a lot of unity here if we focus around those key issues that Albertans are talking about. I mean, we have year over year 100,000 new jobs created in Alberta, almost all of those full-time, almost all of those private sector. We see the lowest unemployment rate that in the entire country in Alberta. We see economic growth of over 5% predicted by every major bank this year and next in the province of Alberta. And so we're in a very good spot as far as a province goes. Now, we have difficulties making sure that we're staying caught up when it comes to affordability, but we're in a much better spot than every other province across this country. So I think as long as we focus on that good news story that we have to tell Albertans, that we've been serving them in the midst of pandemic and crisis, that we're in a better spot because of the sound fiscal management with a $12 billion surplus, because of the difficult choices we've made, and we've gotten through it better because of that, then I'm certain we'll be able to stay united.
Is this your first time as Deputy Whip?
It is my first time in the Whip's office. Yeah. Yeah.
How exciting. Yeah, I was going to say, how exciting are you to be in this position now for the first time?
Well, it's really good. I mean, in the end, I still have my first priority to my constituents, and that's not going to change. I need to always be putting the interest of the folks who elect me and who I work for directly, number one. But this job dovetails very nicely with that. It gives me a lot of ability to make sure that not just myself and my office in MLA, but all of our MLA offices in the United Conservative Caucus are moving together in the same direction, in lockstep, in the interest of Albertans, putting Alberta first. So, and Albertans individually know that if we have the ability, we as United Conservatives need to be supporting them in all of our legislative initiatives. So it's been very exciting so far. It's something that I'm happy to take on. I put my name forward, and my colleagues seem to think that it was a good idea. So happily, I got elected to the position.
In your position now, with a number of topics on the table right now, Mr. Williams, in your mind and in your position, what is next on the agenda?
Well, we have a legislative session coming up, and you'll be hearing more from the Premier herself on exactly what we're putting as our priority. But I can tell you, not to let the cat out of the bag, it's no surprise that affordability and the cost of living crisis that average citizens are facing is front and center of mind. And happily, because we've been good stewards of our fiscal management as Conservatives, we're in a spot where we can help Albertans out. There have been difficult times over the last few years, whether it be the pandemic or a difficulty when it came to trying to tighten our belts so that we're spending on par with other provinces. That has paid dividend, and you're going to be able to get the support now that you deserve from your government because of it. So stay tuned from the Premier to hear more details on that upcoming this week and next as we sit in the legislature next week. And that will be priority number one for us in this fall sitting. And it needs to be made clear that if we as a province cannot manage our finances, then we cannot hire teachers. We cannot support the vulnerable. We cannot build bridges or pave roads or attract nurses and physicians. It requires us to be fiscally successful, to have a growing economy to do that. And that's what we've had over these last few years. In spite of difficult times, we've still done that. And you don't have to look too far, just over to Ottawa to see the disaster that happens when you print $700 billion that you never used to have in an economy that isn't $700 billion more productive. And we end up with this runaway inflation that Trudeau has caused. And I think it's our United Conservative team, the right folks to lead us through this. The province have done everything right. Trudeau is the one that put us in the spot. So we have to do all we can to push back against that.
Dan Williams is the MLA for the Peace River constituency, and he joins us with his new role as Deputy Whip in the province of Alberta. Mr. Williams, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Anytime, Keith. Talk to you guys soon.